Isn't life so amazing? Sometimes it can get crazy, but hey, that's okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another exciting episode of My Insane Meadow Brain, the Untamed Thoughts of Artemis North. The last podcast I published just the other day, I was talking about doing a space in the artisan's clearing in the fiber arts community on Go Brunch about art and AI. I think it went okay. I did a recording and didn't realize that it wasn't just going to record that tab and ended up recording my whole desktop. So every time I went to refer to my notes, you can see it in the recording. Oh, well, it's my first time. I think next time I'll use a different way to record it. That'll work a little better. But it was a good talk, and I was really glad that some other people showed up, and they were really nice. I met someone that makes perfume, and he gets all up in your business. I can't wait to talk to him again. Then I had to leave right at 9, because my husband had an appointment with a surgeon. About 8 years ago, maybe a little more, my husband had, within 2 years, he had one hip replaced and two knees. Well, now he's got to get that other hip replaced. He has arthritis. So it's only going to take 3 months. We thought it'd be a couple of years, but I guess when you have frequent flyer points at the doctor, you get through. In Canada, that's a big deal. So that was a good day. And then today I attended a space in Clubhouse. In the 90s was this really cool place we used to visit all the time for software, freeware, called Two Cows. And I went to Clubhouse, which is an older platform. I'd never really used it. And I got to listen in on a space by one of the founding, I guess you'd call them what, co-founders of Two Cows. I mean, Two Cows is long gone, but that was a big deal in the 90s on the internet. And then I thought, oh, I need to see how my friend is doing. And I found out that she saw her kidney specialist, and if her blood levels don't even out in February when she goes to get checked again, they're going to prep her for dialysis. She has kidney disease. So I want to figure out how to spend more time with her. I don't like getting that age. And I'm going to feel free to talk about this because I'm having a hard time wrangling it. How do you say goodbye to a good friend? How do you say goodbye to anybody, really? I'm getting that age now where I'm going to have to start figuring out how to be a good friend to someone that's on their last journey, because they're scared and you're scared and sad, but how to be there for them, like how to just show up and just be present. I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out, aren't I? Because that's this little game that we call life. Nobody gets out alive. But anyways, more thoughts for another day. It's Christmas time, and it always seems to happen. A long time ago, seems like a lifetime ago, my first husband died on Friday, December the 13th. And I still get a little nostalgic in December. And of course, you know, my parents are gone. And my children are grown up. And things just change, but we change with them. So I guess maybe December is a time for reflection and memory. My mom once told me, and trust me, there wasn't a lot of things that my mom and I talked about that I retained. I was ADD, and I didn't know it, and she was full-blown menopause, stark raving mad menopause. And I'm really, really happy that I'm not experiencing that yet. I don't know. But she told me life is just made up of a series of moments. And she's right, you know. You live every day and you do your best, but there's things you just do. And then there's those moments. And I'm starting to learn to cherish those a whole lot more. Sorry about that. I had to take a short break. So it's Christmas and I'm really looking forward to it, but I'm really hurriedly. It never fails every year. I start making Christmas things in October, and this year's been a fight because my eyes get tired really easily now. And so I've got the yearly washcloths done. My sister-in-law told me she wanted the dishcloths to be bigger. In my opinion, when you have a homemade dishcloth, you're constantly rinsing it out. And if you don't rinse it out really well every time, you get that smell, the soap sours, and the dishcloth smells. So I make them smaller and try to keep them more open mesh. You still full absorbency, but she likes the bigger ones, which that's awesome too. So I made really pretty, much larger ones. To me, they're a spa cloth. They'd be great in the shower. But however anyone wants to use them. And I know it's not fair, and I should make a little extra for everybody, but sometimes I see a pattern and I think, oh my gosh, this person, that would be perfect. So I saw the crocheted pattern for the harvest apron. You go and collect eggs, and it has all these little pockets to hold the eggs as you collect them. And it keeps them apart and they don't crack and break. And I thought, oh my gosh, she has chickens on at their place now. She probably would love that. So I made her one. And my sister-in-law, Sue, kind of hinted a little that she would love some hand warmers. You know, they're like fingerless gloves. So way back when I finally, was it my birthday gift card? No, I think it was my Christmas gift card from my friend from the local wool shop. And I went and I picked out this beautiful, it's Briggs & Little. I always call it Briggs & Stratton because I grew up in the country. If you know, you know. But it's Briggs & Little, and I love fluorescent colors and this happy, happy pink. And then there's this beautiful fluorescent lime green. And she liked both. So I decided I'd go with the pink because it might match more of what she wears. So I'm hurriedly trying to finish that. So hopefully I get everything done. Well, I should have it all done by tomorrow. And then I have to spend a few hours making some hand pies for my son-in-law. He looks forward to them every year. And I think that's going to help my Christmas spirit a whole lot. I love doing that. So what are you doing? What are you doing that makes you happy? What are you doing to cherish your moments? Think about it. You don't have to. Well, actually, yeah, let's talk. MIMB? Let's try that. MIMB or MenoBrain. I'll be looking for those hashtags if we're still using them these days. I know Instagram's getting away from it. What the heck? That's how you build communities. Anyways, get out there and make your life a little better. Go a little crazy.